Hello and welcome. I'm Claire Connor, Student Recruitment Officer at the Technological University of the Shannon at Athlone, and you're listening to the TUS Athlone 360 podcast. Every week, I'll be delving into different aspects of university life at TUS Athlone, giving you a 360 view of the transition to third level. From the admissions process, academic writing, student supports, clubs and socks, sports, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the next episode of our podcast. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Denise, who is our careers officer here in TUS Athlone. So hi, Denise, how are you today?
Great, thanks, Claire.
Good. So Denise, I suppose it's important firstly that we delve into, can you talk to me a little bit about your role and how you can impact students in their time in TUS?
Okay, so basically the careers officer, and I help or try and help students find jobs, find their perfect jobs. So at the end of the day, they're coming into a course. And they're doing the course to get that perfect mm-hmm. job. So we try and navigate them through that process. So ideally, I love to meet students in first year to figure out what they want to do, where they're going, and then build either their LinkedIn profile or bring their CV and help them with little tips and tricks along the way, i.e., you know, find that interest in or achievement that they have that they didn't realize they have. Mm-hmm. Or if they don't, try and find a club or society within the college that will help them build a better CV for themselves.
Brilliant. And yeah. I think it's important when you're talking about CVs, we always get kind of bogged down on what is the key things, as you mentioned there, like what stands out for a student. So if a student came to you with a CV, do you give them feedback on their CV and work with them on it as well?
Yeah. So we give feedback. We have webinars on our Moodle page as well. So Moodle is kind of, it's when you come into college that mm-hmm. you learn that it's a network that, you know, you look at when you're in college. And so we have webinars there. They're 20-minute webinars, quick ones to give them an idea of what it is. Mm-hmm. So then they go off, they build their CV and they come back to me then. And we will track changes for them. We'll help them with it. And we try and bring out the best in them. You know, so if you are a student and you're trying to figure out, you know, what do I know? What do I do? Mm-hmm. Where am I? We'll try and figure that out for you. So as best as we can, we will input as much information. We'll get as much information out of you, whether it's babysitting duties. Mm-hmm. And people think they're not important, but no, in fact, yeah. working on a farm, mm-hmm. they're all important yeah. jobs that you can put on your
yeah,
CV.
100%.
And you can have great competency-based stories like motivation, teamwork, leadership, and they're the things I'm trying to get out of yeah. students all the mm-hmm. time. You know,
it's that niche thing that maybe you don't think of yourself. Yeah. Do you know, like if you've worked on a farm, someone's like, okay, they're hardworking, they've good yeah. time management skills. Do you know, small things like that are something yeah. that really are impactful in the long run.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
obviously, Denise, you spoke about how you kind of meet students in first year, and that's when you kind of want to start building a relationship, which is so good because they get to know you. You can maybe then they can use you as a maybe point of contact with somebody to maybe do like a summer internship. Would that be kind of possible as well?
Yes, all the time, either summer jobs, internships. And a lot of our courses now, of course, have placements mm-hmm. or internships, as we call them. And we try and help students as much as we can. So if they have built their CV, they're on LinkedIn, it just makes it easier, mm-hmm. an easier path for them to get their internship or their perfect summer placement. Or some of them might want to go abroad. So we help yeah. them with that, you know,
that
travel abroad program.
Yeah, of course.
And we do have a lot of contacts abroad as well, because we have lots of students that has come to us mm-hmm. and went that direction. So coming to us in first year is just the best thing for us. And it's an open door policy. I have just come into our office, yeah. introduce yourself to myself and Lorraine. We want to talk to any mm-hmm. students. You know, that's the way we have it. We've always had it as an open door. Mm-hmm. We do run appointments as well.
Brilliant.
For your CVs and for things like that. But generally, if you have a query about a job, come into us.
And obviously, when they get into the big bad world and they're maybe looking at summer internships and things like that, can they go to you for interview prep as well?
Yeah. Yeah. So again, like we start with the whole watch the webinar and you'll mm-hmm. figure out the tips and tricks. Then come to us. We have, I'm on a couple of different committees that we bring them along and we do mock interviews. So
brilliant.
If you were interested mm-hmm. or if you're going for an interview, it's a daunting enough task.
Yeah.
But if you come into us, I suppose it's more a friendly face, you know, mm-hmm. we'll ask you the questions yeah. and we'll try and figure out the best way for you to answer them. And we have a little tips and tricks on how to answer questions as well. So we'll show you how to do that.
Brilliant.
As well.
And
so,
how to phrase things. And,
absolutely.
You know, if you kind of, you can, we can always say that we always get brain fog in that moment. And how do you kind of get yourself out of that? You know, when you are in that interview setting, you can always kind of say to yourself, I know this answer, but why can't I think of it? So it's great if you have that kind of, okay, I remember Denise said to do this. Do you know? Just take a deep breath or whatever it might be in that moment. And obviously, how do students then reach out to you? You said you have an open door policy, but you also have appointments. Do they just pop you an email?
An email is the best thing at Careers. And also, if we have a software package that you can book your appointments on as well. So so there's lots of different opportunities to book in with us. Look at, if you see us in the canteen, stop and say, look, I'm looking for a job, or like, I will try and help you as much as I can. So it's not that, you know, our offices are, you know, you have to book an appointment. Of just course. Let us know, or stop us in the canteen at any stage.
And one thing you mentioned as well, Denise, that's really important to kind of just jump back to, is you said that when you're looking at someone's CVs, you kind of identify their strengths and weaknesses. Absolutely. Do you kind of do that with them? You sit down and say, this is where you strive. This is something you can talk about a little bit more, kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And like, we all, if you're in college, you have a certain amount of education. Work experience, we'll figure out one or two, like babysitting or working in the McDonald's or in the local farm or working in a local shop. And then after that, it's like your IT skills is one thing, another thing. And then interests and achievements, which usually a student, if you have a passion for something and you put into your interests and achievements and you're asked about it in an interview, you do throw your shoulders back. You do have a smile because it's something you like.
Yes.
And that's the difference. That's what makes you different to the person next to you or the person behind you. It's how passionate you are about. If you have volunteered and you've raised 500 euros for your local breast cancer research or whatever the case may be, you do have that bit of you know, passion about it. Yeah. So it does help. It really does. And it's just, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, oh, I just did that. It's not just doing it. It's just being a little bit different to the person beside you. Even if it's a bungee jump, you know, I mean, the minute you mention bungee jump, everyone kind of goes, did you really? Like, that's mad. How did you find it? You do get a bit excited about
Of course,
it, you know?
And then you're comfortable, and then you kind of feel like you're having a chat, and you kind of just sit back into your seat,
it's
as
not
you
an
said.
Interview.
Do you know?
It's not an interview anymore. It's more of an informal chat. And then they get a bit of the real you, because the real 100%, you only comes, the real you only comes to flourish when you kind of let the hard stuff go and the soft skills come into play then.
And something that's so important as well to remember in that moment is they want to get to know you in the interview as well. They want to know obviously your professional side, but what you're like, you know, outside of work as well, like a easygoing person, you know, that's so important as well. A personality is a huge part and a huge impact on maybe who you are as a person.
Yeah, and particularly post-COVID, it's very important that our you know, that students are resilient and also but they're team players. So that when you come into an office and that you're not just sitting on your own and you're motivated to work yourself, you have to be motivated to work as part of a team, because particularly with like work, you know, working from home or working as part of a group, you have to understand that, you know, you have to give people ideas, or you have to listen to people, and there's a lot of that kind of stuff you 100%. Have to understand, you know?
And I think one other thing that's so important post-COVID is time management. I know that's something that employees just scream out for. If you can do things within a time frame, you're the best in the world. Absolutely. Like, it's just so important. And time management skills is something that I think you really gain in college as well, because you can find yourself juggling a lot of things. As you said, you might be involved in your sports, you might be involved in your societies, you might have your part-time job, but your studies are always priority. So when an employee looks at a CV and sees, okay, Claire was a part of the student ambassador program, she was the captain on the Gaelic team, but she also kept her part-time job and her grades stayed up, it just shows, okay, her priorities were in the right place, but she also still made time for herself and her mental health and her well-being and all those important things. And that's what an employee wants.
Absolutely. And working on your own initiative, it's shown that, like, lots of companies have come back to me and said, Denise, I don't want to have to show somebody everybody. Obviously, they're in college, they're learning something. So if you're doing sports science, you have to know the biomechanics of the body. So if you're in third year, I'm assuming you know. So when you go to a company, you know, it's important that you show your own initiative. And if you don't know what they're asking you, just Google it, you know, or figure it out.
Use your initiative.
You are in college and you are learning that. And they're assuming, you know, you're going out into the big bad world. So you have to use your own initiative. And that's why I try and bring that forward in a student to, you know, show resilience, but show your own initiative as well and work as part of a team. But research, if you don't know something, you know, if you really want that job, you have to make the effort for yourself as well.
Figure
you know,
it out.
People aren't just going to hand you everything all the time.
100%. You know? I think it's so important as well, obviously, for students listening to this. They're obviously going into their leaving cert. They're looking at college in September.
Yeah.
The important points to take from this podcast is reach out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Use the resources available to you 100%. Contact yourselves as early as possible. Build your CV. Work on you. If you're going into a 4-year degree, you've plenty of time to get it perfect. Yeah. But also it's a great opportunity to get in touch with companies that you might be interested to work with. As you said, you've really good industry partners and relationships built up over the years, not only in Ireland and in the Midlands, but internationally as well.
Yeah.
Like use the opportunities, use the contacts that we've made, and you can obviously build a great CV, but also have a great time while you're here as well.
Yeah. And I suppose open the door to clubs and societies. Mm-hmm. They're not just sport. There's debating or there's drama. You know, just get involved from the minute you walk in the door. That's what I would definitely suggest.
Yeah, immerse yourself in the whole experience.
And you know, the whole summer you have, I know you're probably, you know, students are probably going to Fuerteventura or something for their week after the leaving cert. But get that part-time job or do something with your summer. Don't just sit at home and mope at home. Get something out of it. Do 100%. Your babysitting. Mm-hmm. Call to the neighbours. Yep. Get something
do
out
Do your
of
silage
it.
If you're into farming.
Absolutely.
You'll make a fortune.
Yeah. Put the turf, whatever it is. Just do something.
Exactly.
It does make for a stronger, better person when you're coming into college.
100%. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode, Denise. I really appreciate you taking your time out.
No bother at all. Thanks, Claire.
So, that was TUS at Loan 360, giving you a 360 look at student life at the Technological University of the Shannon right here in Athlone. Thank you for listening and tune in next time for another episode on making the transition to third level.